Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Madluck. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Bill Madluck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madluck takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madluck moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madluck moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Madluck scores. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Evans catches it and throws to first to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Cromartie throws the ball into Carter, who tags Clark trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCovey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Knepper strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garman now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Dawson throws the ball into Carter, who tags Evans, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock misplays the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Cromarty scores. Valentine moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Expos, 2. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Larry Parrish. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Frias pinch runs for Wayne Garrett. Del Unser pinch hits for Mike Garman. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.